You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Politics and history yesterday and today. We're going to be continuing our discussion in just a moment, but I just want to remind you, our takeaway question today is, what's the most impractical vehicle you've ever owned that you care to share with the rest of the audience? 877-8-MY-TAKE is how you can reach us, or mytake@thetakeaway.org. My first car, says Aaron, was a 1972 Cadillac sedan DeVille, 472 cubic inch engine, open headers, 4 miles to the gallon. In 1993, super unleaded cost $1.04 a gallon, and I had a 40-gallon tank. Yowza, says Aaron. Yes, indeed. Well, we were talking about the moment that really has passed here, and Femi, in her headlines just a moment ago, had that terrific sound from Kenya, Barack Obama's uncle, describing in the village in Kenya just how important his running for president is in that part of the world. It's certainly important in this part of the world. Back with us is Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway political director, and Marcus Mabry, political reporter for The New York Times. Marcus, does he have to win to make this historical moment stick?
You know, John, that may well be the case in reality, but one of the extraordinary things about the report that we have in today's paper is that the people we talked to didn't say that. And we talked to African-American voices. And the sense was, this is a new high watermark in African-American history and black accomplishment in our country. And I think that's what we see around the world, not just in black populations here, but throughout the developing world, particularly Africa and Kenya, not surprisingly. So I think the sense was, he's already made a tremendous contribution to American and to black American history. And even if he loses, we will have had this new accomplishment, this new feat, this new level of expectation that we've passed on to all of our children.
Absolutely. And that argument would be, of course, that just making it to this point and the way that he made it to this point is extraordinary unto itself. And if he wins, that just brings the legacy to new heights.
I think that's exactly right. And I was also surprised by that. Both black conservatives and black liberals both feeling, evincing that same pride and that same feeling that this is something that everyone can share despite their political differences. Even black conservatives who say they have no intention of ever voting for Obama for president.
And I think that one of the things that will be a very interesting dynamic is the Republicans are already worried about several things. I mean, it's a very complicated set of emotions on the GOP side right now because Obama has three times as much cash as John McCain and this incredible fundraising machine. Democrats are never in this position. By way of comparison, in 2000, John Kerry started spending his general election money at the beginning of August, and he was almost out of money by November. So there's a real qualitative difference this year, and there is this sense of he has this juggernaut candidacy and has such a powerful candidacy. So it's not just that he won, but the way he won, and it's troubling some Republicans right now.
Well, do you think this consensus that you're talking about, Marcus, of the historical import of this is preserved through the November election, or do Americans lose sight of that in a divisive kind of campaign?
I think that this is going to be a head-spinning campaign. I mean, Democrats prove themselves to be open to an African-American candidate. Some parts of the Democratic Party. Will it be tested nationally? The polls indicate now yes, but, it hasn't been tested. Barack Obama is going to be a head-spinning candidate. We were just in the control room looking at a photograph online. I think we're going to post it on thetakeaway.org of him and his white grandfather who actually raised him. And he looks exactly like his
That's
white grandfather. So there's a lot more racial discussions to happen instead of the nature of the Obama family and where he comes from.
Last word, Marcus, quickly.
Oh, I think it's going to be, as Andrew said, it's going to be a head-spinning campaign. I think Americans are about to discover, as Obama said in one of his interviews, who we are. He said, even if you don't vote for me, he said he thinks he's going to leave the country a different place than it was. And I think that's what we will never lose as a country, whoever wins.
Marcus Mabry, political reporter and editor for The New York Times, and Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.